Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Arts. I'm your host, Malvin Massey, and of course, every Friday we talk to the movers and shakers of the arts community, the people that are making things happen for your entertainment benefit and mine. And our guest today is fresh off a Grammy win, and we're all excited about the idea that the CD has done so well. It did well. It's been doing well since we've been airing it here at U92 FM. It's called Ritmo. And is the Claire Fisher Latin Jazz Big Band, directed by the one and only Mr. Brent Fisher, sold over 30 million CDs over the years. He's our guest today, Brent Fisher. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you. Thanks for all you do for jazz, Malvin.
Oh, thank you so much for such great jazz. You are an artist, composer, arranger, a band leader, keyboardist, and just like your dad.
I should say that the 30 million CDs that I've been on, 30 million plus, most of those are for pop and R&B artists, as this, you know, string arrangements from Michael Jackson, Usher, and things like that. And unfortunately, jazz doesn't sell those many CDs, but I hope to be one of the people who can change that in the coming years, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, and that's part of it, I suppose, because people hear those string, those arrangements in those songs. And some people do wonder, man, who did that? Who put that together?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, I was just working for Raphael Sadiq a little while back last year, and I gave him one of the CDs to check out, you know, for his consideration for the Recording Academy vote. Yeah. And, you know, the crossover here between, let's say, blues, R&B, gospel, and jazz and Latin jazz, you know, they're so interconnected. I mean, it really has its foundations in the roots of jazz, which is, I believe it's 100 years now, right?
Since we can trace back to the
absolute beginnings of you know, what we call jazz today.
Yeah.
And so these are, you know, we're all kind of cousins from the same grandfathers.
It's almost all inclusive too. It, like you say, your pop, R&B, jazz, gospel, they are, I mean, you mixed in all of them, even symphonic music. You've gotten involved in that too.
Well, that's another thing that I think is so incredible about my father's approach to music, and why I wanted to carry on the Claire Fisher legacy. It's not just about releasing all the rest of his written music and getting it all recorded. I mean, that's definitely part of the plan. But where else on earth do you find somebody whose influences are equally as strong on, say, greats such as Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn, yeah, as they are on composers like Bartok, Stravinsky, and Shostakovich. And, you know, you add in some of my others, my father's other influences, and then my experiences in the pop and rock industry, and it really does become possible to make a continuum between all these styles.
Yeah.
And it's much deeper, you know, what he came up with, the musical techniques that he came up with, compositional arranging techniques. You know, I watched him do it for 32 years, and I know he was doing it for at least another, well, his total career was about 65 years. He started when,
wow,
he was pretty young. And so, you know, he was doing it for at least that long before I became aware of what he was, you know, able to do when I was a teenager and first started playing bass in the Claire Fisher Latin Jazz Group. And as I grew older, I just was continually mesmerized by every time I'd get out a score, you know, it was like,
yeah,
I was thinking to myself, you know what, this is like, these are the answers to the formation of the universe that have been baffling quantum physicists for years, you know. This music is so deep that you could study it and look at 10 different aspects of it in 10 different ways and still learn something out of it. And so I thought, these traditions have to be continued. I'm also an educator. I teach mostly privately. I do clinics at universities and music conservatories, but I also teach master classes on Fisher harmonic and orchestrational technique. And it's great to be able to spread this style of music and see what my students are doing, and to carry on the traditions first conceptualized by Claire Fisher.
On the website, a quote from Herbie Hancock: Claire Fisher was a major influence on my harmonic concept. He and Bill Evans and Ravel and Gil Evans, finally. You know, that's where it really came from. Almost all the harmony that I play can be traced to one of those four people and whoever their influences were.
And I just said who their influences are, at least in my father's case, where the influences come from. And it's amazing how, you know, how so many people respected him so highly. I was fortunate to be in the press room backstage behind the scenes at the Grammys right after I won. My award followed Arturo Sandoval and Chick Corea, and so I got to hang out with them a little bit, and you know, they were just telling me about the deep respect they have for my father's music and his playing too. Yeah. I'm happy to say I've been doing a lot of recording of him at home, and a lot of it was to click track, you know, during the last 10 years of his life, because I was trying to plan ahead. So the stuff that was written out by him and hadn't been released to that point, we could at least get him playing most of it on piano. And so I'm happy to say you're going to hear new material from Claire Fisher, and also some arrangements of mine, of either of his material or originals of myself, carrying on the music traditions he first started. We'll be having new material from Claire Fisher, never before heard, playing of Claire Fisher and writing of Claire Fisher for hopefully the rest of the decade.
Oh, man, that is outstanding. If you just tuned in, by the way, this is Focus on the Arts. We are talking to Mr. Brent Fisher, who is the director of the Claire Fisher Latin Jazz Big Band and won a Grammy for Best Latin Jazz Album of the Year, Best Latin Jazz Big Band for the CD Ritmo, which is so cool. It's you know, one of the tunes that... It's not on the Ritmo CD, but one of the tunes that made me really recognize your dad's music was years ago when we got a CD and his version of Opato.
Opato Takes A Train.
I thought, whoa, that's really something else. And he combined, like you said, he combined working with Duke Ellington and Dizzy and those guys. He combined those influences together.
The way he did it was so clever. You know, he just realized that the chord progressions between these two completely unrelated song, you know, one written in America,
Tapping A Train and then Opato.
Yeah, memory loss. No, when it was written, it was in the 30s sometime, right?
And then
this other song, Opato, which probably came along in the 50s or 60s, completely unrelated to each other, but he found out that harmonically they shared a lot in common, and so he could mix the two melodies together. And that was really a fun tune to record. It was always fun to play it in public. He later wrote a big band arrangement of it that we did with our six voice Claire Fisher, you know, the Claire Fisher voices, and a big band, and just had a great time doing it.
I'll tell you something too. I always wanted to be in this business. I didn't want to be, you know, out front. I wanted to be in the back making it happen. And I noticed that you said that in one of the bios I was reading about you, that you are like working behind the scenes with artists like Paul McCartney and Robert Palmer and these guys, Pancho and these guys. How does it feel now to be thrust out into the front?
Well, I guess I have a a little security blanket saying I can hide behind the name Claire Fisher. That's why I kept the name. You know, I want people to know about his music. Of course I'm happy for the recognition I'm getting, and but the reason I'm doing it is to continue his career, basically. So it's just so gratifying to see the response that we're getting from people as we continue here, you know, the music of Claire Fisher. And I hope to have a nice catalog of my own amassed by the time I reach my 60s or 70s that will also be perhaps worthy of inclusion. We're in the process of setting up the Claire Fisher Archive right now. It's going to be housed permanently somewhere, and I'll fill everybody in on the details of that later, because we're still working it out. But there's going to be a permanent home for all the Claire Fisher written scores, handwritten scores, you know, 65 years worth, and all the tapes and things like that, so that this part of American history will be preserved forever for people to marvel at in the future, well beyond my lifetime.
And you've got the Claire Fisher Memorial Recording Fund going on as well, right? What's the essence
of
that?
We're self-funded. This is the jazz industry. It's not the pop industry where there are, you know, millions of dollars floating around. So we realized around the time of his passing that as I keep on archiving the music library, I keep on finding new material. We'll find a brand new arrangement that's hidden somewhere. We just realized recently that a big hit of his from the early 1960s, which was on his Extension album, which has recently been digitally remastered and released on CD, re-released on CD last year. Big song from the Extension album, which was such a groundbreaking work back in the early 60s. It was written for an unusual instrumentation, French horns, tuba, and woodwinds with rhythm section, so not your standard big band instrumentation at all. Unbeknownst to me, at the time we were putting together the finishing touches on the digital remastering, there was a standard instrumentation for big band arrangement of this song, Ornithardi, laying around. And so now that I've found it, well, we've got to get our big band to record it, and that'll go on the next CD. It's a completely different arrangement of the same song, but it's all different colors now. You know, when you're talking about these instrumental combinations, you're talking about, Dad always used to tell me that he thought of every instrument in terms of orchestral coloration. Even if you're adding an organ, even a synthesizer, you know, when synthesizers came along in the 80s and he started using them, he never used them, like, for instance, to replace a string section, to replace a horn section or something. It was another color to be added to a string or horn section. And so everything's got its place in the instrumentation to sort of enhance your orchestrational palette.
Yeah. Well, this CD, Ritmo, were you surprised to win the Grammy for the big band jazz?
You know, I didn't know what was going to happen. I had heard all the other CDs from the other nominees. They're all fantastic. I had no idea, really, because Dad was nominated last year for Best Instrumental Arrangement. That was our previous release, Continuum, and he was nominated for the instrumental arrangement that he did of In the Beginning, which was originally a small group piece that he wrote for Hubert Laws' LP of the same name.
Yeah.
And, that's another big band arrangement that he just wrote for the sheer joy of writing and then put it aside somewhere, and I found it years later as I was preparing the music library to be archived. And and so he was nominated for that. He did not win. And so you never know. You never know which way these things are going to fall. Boy, I saw so many people at the show yesterday that, you know, some of them that were sure they were going to get it and they did not, and others that were, you know, completely surprised by their win. I was sort of somewhere in the middle. I had a lot of people telling me, I think you're going to get it this year. I think you're going to get it. And then I also had a little voice in the back of my head said, don't get your hopes up too much. You don't want to be let down. You don't want to be really let down. Because I see some people, they get pretty let down by it when they don't win. And so I didn't want to be that way. So I was, I'll tell you, about five categories before the Best Latin Jazz Album, I started getting a little nervous because I saw some of my friends were winning, and I just thought, oh gosh, I wonder if I'm going to be amongst them.
Yeah.
And somehow I just sat back and relaxed at that point after the initial nerves, were a little jittery there for a few minutes. I just sat back and relaxed, and when the category came up, I focused, it's like it's the same thing like we're doing right now. We're doing a performance, and when you're doing a performance, you're in front of an audience, you have to focus and you have to be calm, you have to be at ease in front of the audience. And so I just focused on that, and it actually turned into a very relaxing and wonderful afternoon.
Right on.
It was just a beautiful experience.
Right on. Winner of the 2013 Grammy Award for Best Latin Jazz Album, Ritmo, the Claire Fisher Latin Jazz Big Band, directed by our guest, Mr. Brent Fisher. Brent, thank you so much for being our guest, man. Looking forward to the next one already, anyway.
Thank you so much.
But I'm glad that this one is doing so well. And I know you've got a ton of Grammys coming up in the future.
Oh man, thank you so much. Let's hope so. That would be wonderful.
Well, and how cool to recognize a 20-year collaboration with you and your dad, man. That had to be wonderful. That has to be cool.
It was just amazing experience for me because he was. It was like a true apprenticeship,
Yeah.
Like in the old, the real old style. I was given more and more duties to handle as my father saw my capabilities increasing, and it was just it was a great learning experience all the way. But it was never like sitting down in a classroom, because we were always on a session somewhere or on a performance, and it was just a natural process that evolved. We were always talking about something, and always he was driven to create his perfect vision, and he knew how to get across that vision to the musicians in his group. Part of it was his impeccable style of writing, and his great style of notation, and then the other part of it was his enthusiasm, and his drive. And now I feel so driven myself. I mean, I was before, but now I really am to create. Yeah. Create some more history for Claire Fisher and see
Brent
what else
Fisher.
Happens in my career too. I'm really looking forward to it.
Right on. Well, thank you again so much for being our guest this morning.
And it was an absolute pleasure talking to you, Malvin. You're a wonderful guy.
All right, and this has been Focus on the Arts. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.